Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode on this Sanctified Sunday as we focus on praying for various congregations of the church today, like the ones that are found in the Bible. In Acts chapter 19, verses 21 through 41, the church in Ephesus was immediately persecuted after their conversions, and they faced a riot and an uproar throughout the whole city. That's just one example of many in the first century that of groups of assemblies of the Lord's church that were persecuted in many different ways. We still have churches today that are persecuted. Maybe not so much in the United States, even though it's possible, but there are many groups of the church, of the Lord's church around the world, who are being persecuted today, possibly as we speak, as we begin this prayer, over in the Middle East, in China, in India, and a number of other places that we don't have time to list. All throughout the world, there are churches being persecuted. We want to pray for them. So would you pray with me at this time for persecuted churches today? Father in heaven, we thank you for the church around the world. We thank you for its presence in every city and every town. Father, we pray for those congregations of your church that are being persecuted today or have been persecuted in the past or will be persecuted in the future. In whatever form of persecution they might face, that they would be strong. And we know that they are persecuted not because of the good things that they do, but because they glorify you. It is apparent that they are followers of you and your Son in their words and their actions and their thoughts. Father, we pray for these congregations that are being persecuted, that they would not give up, that they would continue to be known as your followers and as Christ's followers, standing up for the truth no matter what further persecution comes. That they would continue working for you and making you their priority. They would continue to labor out of love for you and for others, and that they would have patience during the toughest of times that they might be facing, that they would be caring for each and every member, growing in your grace through study, through prayer and good works and being together. And Father, if more suffering and more persecution comes, that they would continue to stand for you, and that if there are other congregations not doing as well through the persecutions, that they would help them in whatever ways that they can and help them to be to glorify you in all things. We pray all these things in Jesus' name and by his authority. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning, and remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul has all found release, and the tempter's snare, by thy return, sweet.